Good morning, everyone, of Lucky Shots and Taliban Tactics. We're going to take a look at the situation in Afghanistan after the devastating loss over the weekend. It's Monday, August 8th. Celeste Headley is out this week. Let's get a check of the morning's top news. Wall Street bracing for impact this morning. Futures way down right now on Wall Street equities as investors try to figure out the effects of the first ever downgrade of the U.S. credit rating over the weekend. Earlier, we spoke with Mark Zandi, chief economist for Moody's Analytics. He thinks today might be a roller coaster, but it should eventually even out.
I don't think that the S&P downgrade will have long-lasting effects. I think this is something for today, maybe for tomorrow, but a couple weeks, a couple months down the road, it will not have an impact.
Plenty of impact in the gold price. The price is up nearly $60 today to more than $1,700 an ounce. Again, that's record territory. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner is among the many high-level officials who have criticized the S&P's decision.
The S&P's shown really terrible judgment, and they've handled itself very poorly, and they've shown a stunning lack of knowledge about basic U.S. fiscal budget math. And I think they drew exactly the wrong conclusion.
This morning, the Moody's ratings agency repeated its warning that it could downgrade the U.S. debt in the next year if the economy continues to weaken. Moody's says it wants to see Congress pass a deficit reduction plan. Here's how some members of Congress sounded on the Sunday talk show circuit yesterday.
The fact of the matter is that this is essentially a Tea Party downgrade.
That's our problem, structural. And what we need is a Washington that stops this bickering.
I agree that there is dysfunction in our system, and a lot of it has to do with the failure of the President of the United States to lead.
Voices from Washington, D.C. This morning, Europe's central bank announced it will buy Italian and possibly Spanish debt in an attempt to keep the debt crisis from spreading over in Europe. European markets are down right now, and Asian indices closed down after a sharp sell-off that began overnight. NATO says it's working to recover every last piece of that Chinook helicopter that crashed over the weekend in Afghanistan, killing 30 American troops, including 22 Navy SEALs. We'll take a look at the incident and how it could affect our strategy in Afghanistan, or at least raise questions about it, even as we begin a drawdown from the region. That'll be later this hour. Saudi Arabia's King Abdullah has demanded an end to the bloodshed in Syria and recalled his country's ambassador from Damascus. That follows similar statements from other Arab leaders over the weekend. Meanwhile, witnesses say Syrian security forces continue their assault on several cities this morning. A second night of looting and violence in parts of London overnight. More than 100 people have been arrested following riots that began Saturday night over a police shooting that took place last Thursday. AIG plans to sue Bank of America for $10 billion over mortgage-backed securities from the financial meltdown. And Education Secretary Arne Duncan is expected to announce a new waiver system that lets states out of a key math-related aspect of the No Child Left Behind law. Duncan says 80% of U.S. public schools would be labeled failures if they don't get the waiver. Asian and European markets are down, as we mentioned. Futures are down on Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 11,444 under significant selling pressure. Oil is trading, by the way, down in the low 80s this morning. The S&P opens at 1,199. The NASDAQ index begins trading at 2,194.